WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
For months, economists have puzzled over low wage growth in the context of low unemployment. The nation's official rate of unemployment recently hit a 16-year low, but average hourly earnings are up only about 2.5% over the past year, well short of the 3.5% that typifies a solidly performing economy. As indicated by writer Eric Morath, retiring baby boomers may be the answer to the mystery of why wage growth remains so soft. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, while higher-wage baby boomers have been retiring in larger numbers, lower-wage workers sidelined during the recession have been filling their jobs. The result is that wage growth has been suppressed as highly experienced workers are replaced by those with less experience. Research indicates that wage gains for continuously employed full-time workers have improved more rapidly. That's more consistent with what economists have been expecting. These findings are attracting the attention of monetary policymakers. While data indicate that wage growth and overall inflation are contained, if one digs a bit deeper, one can see that inflationary pressures are becoming more forceful. The result is that Federal Reserve policymakers are likely to continue to raise the interest rates they control into 2018, which might help retirees increase their income from interest-bearing accounts. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.